You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So tell me about binge thinking.
So a sweet knickknack sent me this article, and she's like, oh my God, this is it. This is what I have. This is my problem, because she's got a little bit of anxiety. So this article says, do you lie awake at night processing the events of the day, worrying about the future, cringing over past mistakes? Do you find it impossible to switch off? And does it does one train of thought often lead to a never-ending spiral of self-doubt and anxiety?
Yes, and yes.
Well, Dom, if you answered yes to all these, you are a binge thinker. And it's consuming your life, which will make you sick, leading to insomnia.
Hello.
Fertility problems.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Your fallopian tubes are shriveling up. Adult acne.
Oh, thanks.
I don't have that.
And hair loss.
No.
Then I have it. As well as depression and anxiety. So if you're an overthinker, you're making yourself sick. And it says it's for a whole generation of women right now, particularly women over the age of 25. Huh. So if you're young and dewy still, you're fine.
So true.
But once you hit 25, and it's not even major things like money and relationships. It's just like little things like maybe what you saw on Facebook.
What did he really mean?
I shouldn't have had that pumpkin spice latte.
I didn't smile at that woman in the lobby. Oh, my God.
I used to refer to this as monkey mind because that's what I call it. That's what I have. I have monkey mind. It won't shut off. And people ask me that about not being a sleeper. I'm like, well, it's because I can't turn my brain off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is going to sound like a weird transition. You know when I got my colonoscopy a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Let's talk about
that. I'd lay awake about that every night.
Yeah, I was like,
like a week after.
No. But
what just happened?
They used for that, they use, what was the Michael Jackson drug?
Propofol?
Yeah.
Propofol. So they use that. And I'm telling you, when I came to afterwards, I was like, what was that? And they go, well, it's propofol. Essentially what it does is it just shuts your brain off. And I was like, oh my God, I can see why Michael Jackson OD'd on it.
Give me some of that.
Because it's the only time in the last 5 years I've been able to shut my mind off.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. The best is when you're just like, you know, starting to get to sleep and then all of a sudden, and it's not even just what happened during the day. It'll be like something that pops up from a year and a half ago.
Yeah. That's what this article's saying. It's not just things that happened during your work week. It's like they'll go back to something that happened in high school.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're like, oh my God, did that affect my relationships now?
Yeah, really?
Still,
yeah,
yeah. Years and years.
Over, like one little comment.
Oh, that's interesting. None of mine has ever really passed stuff at all.
Oh my God.
No, mine's more present and future. I don't ever lay awake thinking about the past.
This is a weird stat. It says up to 50% of women now are affected by adult acne, and this is one of the main reasons. Well, is that weird to you?
No.
Adult acne?
As someone with adult acne, no.
Do you have a zit right now?
Yeah, I do. I have a few.
Huh. Are you anxious?
I got a new foundation, you guys. It's really nice. Okay. That's good.
So if a lot of people have this, men and women, what do you do about it? Do you count sheep? Do you think about butterflies?
That is funny. This article says there's nothing about how you prevent it or
I would imagine
propofol, dude.
You're saying, sorry,
right.
Propofol.
I would imagine some sort of like meditation would probably help. But
well, now that's the truth. Okay, there's two things. There's the whole yoga and meditation.
That's what Nikki's doing. These yoga.
I can't bend, so I'm really difficult with yoga. But I'm going to try it anyway again. Mm-hmm. And then the meditation. I honestly want. I've given it a shot. I just don't think I do it right.
I'll tell you something silly that I've heard, and it's from Tony Robbins. That dude.
Dude who could calm down a little bit himself.
Right, but he's a smart guy.
Huge hands.
Get yourself a mini trampoline. And I'm actually asking for one for Christmas. Mini trampoline. He said spend 12 minutes on a mini trampoline anytime you want to refocus.
Wait a minute, doing what? Just jumping?
Jumping.
Jumping.
You just get on a trampoline and jump.
A little tutu. What does that do? When you want to get rid of fatigue or monkey mind and refocus yourself, just a little bit of exercise, it gets rid of all the toxins in your body.
Can you go for a walk?
She said 12 minutes on a mini trampoline.
Because I do a lot of walking.
I want you to get a trampoline, man. I'm asking for one for Christmas.
You know, the interesting thing is I'm sitting here processing what you're saying about this little mini trampoline. Mm-hmm. It could be because if you're going for a walk, all right, hear me out on this. If you just go for a walk to clear your mind, we can walk almost in autopilot, right?
Yeah.
Our bodies, we just walk. And sometimes it's like driving where sometimes you'll have driven 8 blocks and you don't remember. And you're like, did I run through red lights?
Scary.
Right? You can do the same thing walking because I do a lot of walking. I'm like, I don't remember walking this entire 2-block stretch.
Right.
But with a mini trampoline, if you're not concentrating, you could hurt yourself.
You'll sprain an ankle.
Right. You'll hit off on the side or something like that, 1 foot on, 1 foot off. So you've got to concentrate for those whole 12 minutes.
And he talks about, you know, like throughout the day, like how many toxins and stuff build up in your body. And that's why you hit like your 3 o'clock slump or whatever, because you have all these toxins in your body. And the best way to get rid of them is just a quick little burst of exercise. So I don't know. Maybe that's something. Get
you know
the mini
what?
Trampoline.
And
get
then
a friend
again,
on there.
With Tony Robbins, knowing him, he probably got some sort of endorsement deal with a mini trampoline company.
Oh,
and
God.
If you go to his website and you click on the link, he gets an affiliate, you know, bump from that.
He's smarter than us.
Jump on Tony. That's what it's called.
Jump on Tony.
Nice.
Well, for all of our listeners who are suffering from monkey mind or what's it called? Binge thinking?
Binge thinking, yeah. Knock it off.
There's nothing.
Stop.
I tend to think that it's most of us, not all of us, but most of us. And I got to believe that yoga and meditation are probably the two best ways. And yet I have not put enough effort into that. And I probably should.
Why don't you think about that a little bit more tonight?
Okay.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.